With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Kamala Harris campaign is playing the victim card, but former President Trump says Harris is attacking him.
And whether the personal attacks are good, bad, I mean, she certainly attacks me personally. She actually called me weird. He's weird.
House Republicans are launching an investigation into Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Walz. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says the committee is looking into Walz's work related to China. He said Americans deserve to understand how deep Walz's relationship with China goes. He visited China more than 30 times. The Supreme Court is rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX protections against sex discrimination in schools. The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect, while lower courts across the country are debating the issue. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States continues to prepare for a possible Iranian attack against Israel.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials are working very hard diplomatically to prevent an Iranian-led attack.
We also have to be ready for one, and I would tell you that we believe we are.
And he warns that while the likelihood of an attack is high, it is unknown.
We don't have a lot of certainty here, so it's not exactly clear whether there'll be one. We hope there won't be.
Kirby says Iran could attack soon with little to zero warning and that its rhetoric should be taken seriously. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Houston, Harris County sheriffs say they've located the mother of a newborn baby boy who was discovered in the trash earlier in the week. The woman claimed to have had abdominal pain, gave birth, and then passed out. This is SRN News. Persecution flares up again in Nigeria, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Muslim extremists have burned down another church in the rest of African nation. This is actually the second time that the Redeemed Christian Church of God has been put to the torch. At least no one was hurt. Muslim terrorists have been killing Christians by the thousands in Nigeria for the last two decades, and the government has been either unable or unwilling to address the problem. Some are calling for international intervention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Supreme Court has ruled that minors don't need their parents' permission to get an abortion in the state. The unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state constitution. The ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion is expected to be on the Montana ballot in November. This is SRN News. Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will continue to live with less water next year from the Colorado River. Keith Peters has the latest on the story.
It's happening after the U.S. government Thursday announced water cuts preserving the status quo. Long-term challenges remain for the 40 million people reliant on the imperiled river. The Colorado River is a lifeline for the U.S. West and supplies water to cities and farms in northern Mexico as well. Years of overuse combined with rising temperatures and drought have meant less water flows in the Colorado today than in decades past. Keith Peters reporting.
Southwest Airlines announces it will begin seasonal nonstop service between Austin and Omaha, Nebraska this coming November, a route that is being cut by Allegiant Air as that carrier closes its base operations at Austin Bergstrom International. More details at SRNNews.com.